Hi, I'm Dusty Rhodes, reporter for the Education Desk. Last month, while I was covering a meeting of the State Board of Education, I heard about some proposed legislation that would allow people with felony convictions to work in schools. That idea raised all sorts of questions in my head, so I decided to interview the bill's sponsor. Her name is Kelly Cassidy. She's a Democrat from Chicago, and I started by asking her what this legislation would and would not do if it becomes a state law.
We don't want a murderer in the school. We don't want a child sex offender in the schools, obviously. And to be perfectly clear, even more importantly, nothing mandates that someone be hired. This does not require that someone get preference for employment. This doesn't require that someone would have some sort of right of action if they weren't hired because of their criminal background. You could still decide that their criminal background is too scary for you or not appropriate for the job they're applying for. That does not change. What this does is give local communities the ability to decide for themselves who the best candidate is for the job. What we're really trying to accomplish is to make it possible for folks who have criminal backgrounds, or certain criminal backgrounds, some of the most common ones, to have an opportunity to get work and bypass some of these policies that have been put in place, I think, at a time when, you know, we were in a much more retribution-based mindset without really contemplating what happens after that. And so we put all these barriers into place for folk who have paid their debt to society without thinking about the fact that a barrier to reentry is just a path to recidivism. And if we really want to keep people out of the prison system, out of the criminal justice system, they need something to go home to.
I'm a mom, and when I first heard the topic of your legislation, I was like, what?
Yeah, when the coalition first came to me, you know, I had the same reaction. You know, I'm a mom of three kids. I come from a family of teachers. You know, I really had to stop and hear the stories. And, you know, and that's with someone who is passionate about reforms in our criminal justice system. You know, I really had to hear sort of the ways that it wasn't a logic-based system. It wasn't a system that was working to really come to appreciate, you know, what we could be doing differently.
Okay. What kinds of jobs are they currently excluded from doing?
Anything. I met another woman who worked as, she worked for a delivery company. And when the delivery company got a contract with the school system, she was fired because she couldn't drive a truck to the school. And in this instance, she had the job for many, many years, was a, you know, valued employee, and they were sorry to let her go. But they couldn't, they had to choose between this lucrative contract or this employee.
What was her felony?
I don't remember what her background was. I believe it was a drug charge. Most of these are old drug charges. The most common thing you hear, I mean, you will hear the occasional, you know, other crime, whether it's a burglary or shoplifting or, you know, any number of other things. These are not violent crimes by any stretch of the imagination. We're not talking about that at all.
Do you have any feeling for what the odds are for your bill?
You know, this governor, the one thing I can say, you know, as among the most liberal Democrats in the state, I am really, really encouraged by his embrace of criminal justice reform. And I really look forward to seeing where we get on this path. You know, it's nice to have company on this road, and I'm really hopeful that this is one place where we can really find some common ground and make some really good headway. There will be an amendment that will bring us into agreement with what the Board of Education believes they can live with. I had an amazing reception when I testified before the board. I was really pleased with the really thoughtful questions that came, not just from superintendent and the chair, but from the members who really seemed to get what we're trying to accomplish. And what we're trying to accomplish is to give school districts the tools they need while at the same time giving people opportunity. And I think that it was really nice to see that they seem to really understand that we're not trying to impose a new burden on them. We're in many ways trying to make everything work better for everyone.
I plan to bring you more on this story next week. Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.